33 years old, Holly Austin is now a picture of health and a regular on the exercise circuit. But just 3 years ago, the Melbourne woman was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer. She says her treatment included surgery and chemotherapy, which has proven to contribute to heart disease in some patients.
You have to do the chemo because you want to survive, but you don't want to be risking your heart, especially at such a young age. So to know that exercise can prevent that, it's such a simple thing, and it prevents you taking more drugs as well.
Ms. Austin participated in a trial at Melbourne's Baker Institute aimed at assessing the benefits of exercise during chemotherapy. Professor Andre LaGuerche developed a test which monitors a patient's heart during exercise. He says it found those who participated in monitored exercise programs showed no evidence of heart damage as a result of chemotherapy drugs.
Whereas in the people who didn't undergo exercise training, they essentially had 10 years of cardiovascular ageing in just 3 months of chemotherapy treatment.
And he says balancing exercise with toxic treatment led to some other unexpected results.
What we found is that paradoxically exercise tended to give people more energy. And when it's done well, taking into account that there's greater periods of feeling more tired and washed out, there's days where little exercise can be done and other days when more can be done.
For Holly Austin, the benefits have extended beyond physical improvement.
For me, I felt like it gave me some hope, some more normality, and it gave me something to focus on. And also because you knew that even though you were losing some fitness, you were maintaining some.
Exercise physiologist Ashley Vergaran carefully designed Ms. Austin's program. It included 150 minutes per week, varied workouts, rest days, and importantly, constant monitoring. Ms. Vergaran says the results of the study could become a crucial component of mainstream cancer treatment programs.
We want every cancer patient or every diagnosed cancer patient to have an adjunct treatment, and that is exercise during their treatment pathway, because we know it has a wealth or plethora of evidence that suggests that it's good for them.
Holly Austin and Ashley Vergaran have now become exercise partners and plan to take on the 100-kilometre Oxfam walk in Brisbane in June. Meanwhile, further tests are being conducted.